The Prescott School Board held a regular meeting on Wednesday, November 17th. During the meeting, the district nurse, Cassie Butler, read her letter of resignation.
I was offered a position. I feel that this opportunity will provide me with a chance to broaden my skills and education as a registered nurse, as well as more opportunities for advancement. I am excited to transition to an employer that values, respects, and trusts my knowledge and professional recommendations, as this has not been the case with the current district administrator for a while. It is with a very heavy heart that I transition to a new position away from the students that I've cared for. I don't want to allow others to paint my narrative for me, nor destroy my credibility as I'm leaving. I'm not leaving due to an increased workload or the stress that comes with that. I would like to offer help with the transition for the next nurse in the hopes that things will go as smoothly as possible. I will be available to help train that replacement in person until December 31st, and then beyond that via phone call or email. Again, thank you for the many opportunities.
The release of the video from this meeting was delayed. Mike Matzek, board chair, gave this comment on the school board website, quote, "I would like to extend my apologies for the delay in posting the November 17th, 2021 school board meeting video. It was a decision I did not want to rush to make, given that it involves comments made that fall outside the scope of what public comment is intended for. After having time to reflect over the weekend, I have decided to have the meeting posted in its entirety, in honor of being fully transparent with the public. I appreciate your patience." End quote. A full video is available on the school board website. On Friday, November 19th, Butler was relieved of her position. It is alleged that she was informed that day and escorted off the property. This decision leaves the district without a district nurse. The job posting is currently on the school board website. Several parents who live in the district have shared that they have been told by their staff that their children's healthcare needs must be met by the student and/or their parents. Otherwise, the child must not attend school. Some students no longer are able to go to school because their medical needs require professional help, which is not currently available to them. Stay tuned to KDWA for developments on this story.